This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. We're going to spend the first three segments of KER Politics talking with Jeff Ferry about his organization, which I think is one of the most valuable organizations in the country today, in that they are strictly out for the U.S. They have no necessary political agenda. If they thought that a Democrat could do a better job for America, I'm sure they would agree that that were the case. If not, then they obviously could take a different stance. Jeff, I want to start out. I want to talk a little bit about your background and your role within CPA.
Sure. Happy to talk, Al. What can I tell you?
Whatever you'd like. Let's start with the educational background and your role within CPA.
Okay. So I'm the research director at CPA. I'm the chief economist, and We're a small research team of two folks. I've got an unusual background in that I've been an economist, I've been a financial journalist, and I've also been a technology executive. And I guess the most interesting thing about my background, I think, is that I was in the trenches as a technology executive with a couple of optical networking companies, and it was in that role that I first was exposed to Chinese competition. From a very large government-funded, government-backed Chinese competitor that was selling products a lot like ours at much lower prices, so low that they couldn't possibly be profitable. And that got me very interested in the trade issue, and I pursued that trade issue on behalf of this company. And the end of the story was that I ended up leaving the company and joining the coalition, because I was motivated to get back into the economic/political arena, because I think this is a political problem. This is not a problem that can be solved by any one individual company.
Well, let me ask you this. In a macro sense, is this, I mean, there are a lot of problems around the world that we're dealing with that I've become very, very involved in and aware of since I started doing KER Politics. You know, there are some problems that are of such a great magnitude. There are so many different opinions that, damn, they just don't seem to be solvable. Perhaps would this one fall into that category?
No, I wouldn't say that our trade problems are insoluble. I think they are solvable. I think it's a matter of finding the right policies and strategies and the political will to get there. And it's also a matter of the U.S. getting more unified as a nation to fall behind these policies. And as I think you said, we are a nonpartisan organization. We have Democrats and Republicans of various stripes on our board. We don't support any one political party, but I've got to tell you, I think President Trump has made some excellent steps in the right direction in terms of solving some of these trade issues. We just have to persist.
You know, I think the problem, Jeff, and I'm not even sure I see a solution to this, and the problem is this, purely and simply, we are a very, very divided nation. I believe personally strongly that we are divided because of the self-interest of one side versus the self-interest of the other side. I am absolutely convinced that the progressives are firmly interested in their own agenda, and they're not willing to open their eyes. They are very vocal. They are very powerful. I believe the media is 100% on their side. For what reasons, I'm sorry, I don't understand. But I think that is going to make this problem very, very difficult to solve. What are your thoughts on that?
I tend to agree with you. The progressives are very opinionated. They're only getting more opinionated. And you're right. The media, I think, in general favors them, and they have, and their agenda is all around identity politics and things like that. And it just saddens me that they're ignoring the state of the economy, because for centuries now the economy was a number one issue. I mean, it was a Democrat, Bill Clinton, who won an election, and one of his slogans was, "It's the economy, stupid." Exactly. Because back then it was so obvious that people cared about their pocketbook. They cared about their job and their income and whether they could provide for their family. And I'm afraid that, you know, we've got a lot of Democrats, and, you know, we've got some Republicans, too, who've got so hung up on cultural issues that they're ignoring these economic issues. And the problem with cultural issues is it's really easy to get stuck in on your point of view and say there can be no compromise because this is a moral issue for me. And, you know, I sometimes call myself a technocrat. And the reason I think that term gets a bad rap, I think it's a good term, because what it means is somebody who's trying to find a solution that can solve as many problems as possible for as many people. You know, you've got to get people in a room and you've got to compromise. And, you know, getting back to our core issue, which is trade and the economy, I think that everybody in America would benefit if we had a stronger manufacturing sector and if we had a smaller trade deficit. And that's what a lot of CPA policies are designed to do.
Well, your policies are really centered around, in my opinion, the good of the country, and the good of the country centers around one thing, and that's low unemployment. I want to get on that later because we've got a couple segments here we're going to devote to CPA, but I want to talk once more about, you know, the moral issues that the progressives keep bringing up and bringing up and bringing up. And I don't disagree that everybody needs to be treated fairly. I believe that everybody needs to be treated equally. But that only goes so far. Equal means there is two sides to every single story. And most progressives don't seem to look at it that way. You know, you mentioned Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was great on economic issues until he realized that with globalism, he could make a lot more money personally. You know, the Clinton Foundation and the rest of it. The Clinton Foundation, theoretically, is a really, really good moral organization, except it's evolved into what I consider to be a printing press for the folks associated specifically with the foundation. And it is, that isn't necessarily the people who they are purportedly helping. Do you have any comments on that?
You know, I don't really like to comment on individuals because, as I mentioned, we've got Democrats and Republicans on our board, and we've got folk economists or business people who advised all of the major political figures over the last 10, 20 years. So, you know, I prefer to stay away from some of those personal issues. I mean, where I'd say I completely agree with you is that, you know, I said before, Bill Clinton recognized the importance of the economy, and he did some good things for the U.S. economy, and I stand by that. But I'd also add to it that he took a gigantic dive leap into the unknown when he supported globalism and globalization, and he was a leader in getting NAFTA through, and I think time has shown that that was a huge, huge mistake for the U.S. economy.
You know, I think it wasn't, Jeff. I want to talk specifically about globalization in the next segment, which is about 8 minutes. Globalization has its pros and its cons. Many of my friends, colleagues, feel that globalization, a high degree of globalization, is inevitable. And what I would say at this point in time is that it probably is inevitable, but you got to have a level playing field. You can't have the Chicago Blackhawks playing for the Stanley Cup with the Seattle Totems. It's just something that's a major league team and a minor league team. And in many cases, that's what's going on. And you have to realize that globalization, for example, let's take one of my favorite companies in the world, and that's Nike. I've been playing Nike golf clubs, running in Nike shoes, wearing Nike apparel for a long time. Phil Knight made millions and millions of dollars along with his colleagues associated with Nike because of globalization, and he makes no bones about it. Anybody who would disagree with that needs to read his book, which I highly recommend. It's called Shoe Dog. It tells you the importance of the third world in the growth of Nike. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back with Jeff Ferry, the Director of Research for CPA. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continue with my friend Jeff Ferry, the Director of Research for a great organization, the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Jeff, I want to bring up one thing about globalization and what it's done for the United States. I'm going to bring up three examples that are near and dear to my heart. One is cars. I'm a real car nut. And I maintain that Detroit totally sold out the automobile industry. to foreign issuers. Now, I have to say that I no longer drive American cars. We have an Audi, and I have an old BMW convertible classic. And I have to say, I wouldn't trade either one of those cars because of their engineering, because of their quality control, for any Corvette that you can imagine. Now, having said that, let's get into clothing. Levi Strauss was made in the United States for many, many years, no longer. I would have to say that the price hasn't really changed materially, but the quality has significantly. Let's take shoes. Johnson & Murphy. Johnson & Murphy's are now made in Mexico. They are not nearly the shoe that they were when I was buying them, let's say, 15, 20 years ago. Globalization in that area hurt domestic employees of the car manufacturers, it hurt domestic employees of the shoe manufacturers, and it hurt domestic employees of the clothing manufacturers. Now, I have to tell you, I cannot see how many, I realize for the executives and for the shareholders of many of those companies, that was a boon. But let's talk about for all of the people that received their support, sent their kids on to college so they could better themselves, contributed to the charities of their choice, et cetera, and now are not able to do that. That's what globalization, in my opinion, has resulted in. Any comments?
Yes, I agree with you. I think that it was naive and foolish when we embarked on this adventure 20, 30 years ago. We didn't really know, most of us, where it was going to lead, although there were some voices saying where it would lead. And what we found is that the U.S. has allowed billions of dollars of production to leave our shores to go, as you mentioned, to Mexico and especially to Asia and China. And the two biggest problems with globalization that I would cite is one is unfair trade. We're trading with many nations, particularly in Asia, that don't allow us to export to them with the same ability that they can export into the United States. So that's led to a huge trade deficit and the loss of millions of jobs. The second problem is we have a currency, the U.S. dollar, that is chronically overvalued, and that has eaten away at our manufacturing base to an enormous extent. If our dollar had been 20% lower over these last 20, 30 years, the story would be very different, because then, while we may have lost certain businesses, and you mentioned shoes are a good example, we would have gained other businesses. You know, and I'll get to one final point, and I'll let you ask me another question, is I think quality is an interesting area where American companies sort of abdicated. As you said, American companies, we've got a shareholder system which is focused on short-term profit, and with the opportunity to go produce in Asia, particularly China, a lot of American companies allowed quality to slip, just as you mentioned with the shoe producer. They allowed quality to go downhill because that was what you could get quickly and easily out of these third world countries, and the profit margins went up so dramatically that they couldn't resist it. Now, what we've seen with some companies, you know, and when you mention cars like Audi and even Toyota, they've maintained high quality.
Yes, they have.
Why? Because in Japan and Germany, they've got a very strong engineering culture, and they said, okay, we will move some production overseas, but we're going to maintain the same quality levels we have at home, because our whole corporate system is hinged on the pride of the engineer in his product. And frankly, most of those companies are not owned by day traders on stock markets, or, you know, to be accurate, it's not the day traders, it's the pension funds, the hedge funds, the mutual funds. They're the ones who are looking for the short-term profits on Wall Street. And frankly, in many ways, I admire the German and Japanese system, and I'm delighted to see Toyota and Honda and BMW manufacture large numbers of cars in this country, because they're giving Americans jobs, and they're upholding their quality standards. So that's a good thing.
That's a very good thing. I want to give you one example about the shoes real quick, and then I want to talk about the impact of the value of the U.S. dollar and some examples of tariffs. When my middle daughter got married, I really wanted to buy a pair of Johnson & Murphy tassel dress loafers. I went to a Johnson & Murphy store in Bellevue Square, and the shoe there was $350. The man looked at me as I was pulling out, you know, the medium of exchange to pay for it, and he said, why don't you just go to the discount store out at the mall, or out at the discount mall? And I said, why? And he said, Mr. Corlin, you can buy the same shoe. And I said, is it made domestically? And he said, no, but don't be a fool. The other shoe is at the discount store, is the outlet mall, is made in Mexico. And I said, what's the price on that? And he said, not $3.50, but $175. I went and bought the shoe for $175, and I got to tell you, it is simply not the same. I want to talk, Jeff, I want to begin this conversation in this particular segment, but I want to talk about examples of tariffs, because a lot of people say, well, you know what? The president and the current administration is basically throwing our longtime allies under the bus when it comes to tariffs. You know, whether you're talking about steel, whatever you're talking about. Now, I'm going to give one example that's near and near my heart, and I need some specific numbers, Mr. Ferry, from you, and that is I happen to really like European cars, specifically German cars, as our listeners are aware. Now, I'm under the impression that Mercedes on cars coming from Germany into the United States have about a 25% tariff, whereas luxury cars from the United States going into Germany have about a 1% or 2% tariff. How far off am I on that, Jeff?
No, you got it the other way around. It's the cars come into America.
You're right.
With a tariff of 2% or so, and cars go into Germany with a tariff of something like 20%, and on top of that, the Germans have a value-added tax system, all major European nations do, where the value-added tax is charged when a Mercedes is sold to a German citizen, but the value-added tax is rebated back to Mercedes-Benz when they export the car to America. Whereas, as you know here, every car attracts sales tax based on the state it's in, exactly, wherever it's made. So that's a secondary encouragement to foreign car companies to target the U.S. market. So it's an unfair system that we've got on the tariff side in the automobile industry.
We've got to take a real quick break here. Number one, I want to thank you for pointing out my dyslexic tendencies. I'm a sick man. I'm an old man. Dyslexia. How do you spell Al? L-A. Anyway, having said that, I want to talk in the next segment about other specific examples of what our tariffs are versus what the tariffs are from some of the other countries. I also want to talk a little bit about the value of the U.S. dollar. Jeff Ferry, Director of Research for CPA, thank you so much, sir. We're going to be right back with you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing on with Jeff Ferry. You know, Jeff and I were talking about examples of tariffs that are unfair towards the United States. We talked about Mercedes. We talked about the tariffs that are laid in by the Germans on that particular brand. Now I want to talk about some other examples. I mentioned Levi Strauss. I mentioned Johnson & Murphy Footwear. What comes to mind when you think about unfair tariffs, Jeff?
Well, I think the most outrageous example is got to be China, because they have very high tariffs, 25% to 50%. I even understand they charge 100% tariff on luxury cars brought into, and of course they're in the process of raising some of these tariffs now. 20-30% tariffs are typical on some of our exports that would go into China. And, you know, this is all due to the fact that they were allowed into the World Trade Organization without being required to lower those tariffs in the way an advanced country would be. But, you know, of course, that today they are effectively an advanced country with the second largest economy in the world and huge market positions in lots of different industries. So I think China's one example. I think I think other Asian countries, Japan, South Korea, still operate tariffs or in some cases non-tariff barriers that restrict the ability of the U.S. to export into those countries. I think we've got a couple of examples from Canada, you know, the lumber industry and the dairy industry, where they, you know, it's not an explicit tariff because NAFTA doesn't allow tariffs, but there are other controls which protect the market for the domestic Canadian producers and disadvantage our producers.
Specifically, Jack, how does that work? How do they get around the NAFTA organ, or how do they get around the NAFTA regulations?
Well, I think in the case of dairy, there's an exception for Canadian dairy because they went into the negotiation saying, look, for decades we've been protecting our dairy farmers, keeping the prices high, and we want to continue to do so. Even in NAFTA, and the U.S. government said okay, because the U.S. government is unique in that, and I think it's largely because of the influence of the financial community. They want free trade, and they'll sacrifice a lot to get it, because what free trade means to them is a lot more banking activity that they can finance, and also that then follows a lot of merger and acquisition activity. So, they get the free trade in the industrial sector, and if a country stands firm and says, we really don't want free trade in the dairy sector, the U.S. government listens to the banking community, who says, sure, give them a small exception, because think of all the other goodies we're going to get to on the other side of the finish line.
Now, the question that I have is, I don't understand where rational thinking people can say that we are throwing Canada, we are throwing Mexico, we are throwing members of the European Union, when you have blatant examples, Jeff, as you and I have just discussed for the last, 10, 12 minutes or so. It seems to me that basically people are believing in things that are simply not true. They're letting their emotions think. They're letting their emotions influence their thinking to the point where their thinking is not only irrational, but it's simply not accurate. How do you solve that problem? How does CPA solve that problem?
Well, the only way to solve that problem in a democracy is through education, is through telling people what's really going on and explaining it to them patiently and then explaining it again. And, we do it at CPA. We talk to the public through our website and our Facebook page and our Twitter feed, and we talk to politicians on Capitol Hill and inside the administration very often, and explain to them our point of view and explain to them what needs to happen in terms of trade and the economy to help rebuild manufacturing. And you just got to keep at it, and it can be frustrating at times. I know that, but I think that's the only that's the only solution in a democracy. As we were saying before, you don't want a divided country. You don't want to have people get frustrated and turn to something that's not patient explaining. You want to get people together in a room and say, look, here are the problems, we can solve them. And the problems are huge. And I think that, part of the problem when you say people talk about throwing our allies under the bus is a lot of people in this country are stuck in what I would call a 1948 mentality. In 1948, we were the most powerful nation in the world by a huge, huge margin. We had very little competition from overseas because these countries were either impoverished like Britain, or they'd been literally bombed to smithereens like Germany, or in the case of Soviet Russia, they'd created all their own mess in their domestic economy. So we stood out, and then General Marshall, who was Secretary of State, said, here's the Marshall Plan. We're going to help all these countries. We're going to lend them billions and buy all their goods because they need help. And that was the right thing to do in 1948. It's now, 70 years later, and the world has changed. We've got a lot of problems here. We've got a lot of strong competition. You've got to give a lot of credit to companies in all these countries, Germany, France, Britain, Japan, South Korea, they're good companies giving us a run for our money. Our economy is not as strong. We've had a lot of stupid trade policies in the last 20 years, which have led to huge trade deficits and disadvantaged our manufacturing sector and our farmers. Pick up the newspaper and you read, 40 people overdosed from opioids in a park in New Haven, Connecticut? When I was a kid, the only thing you knew about New Haven, Connecticut is it was full of boring intellectuals from Yale University. So we've got problems in this country. And while we need to work with our allies, we don't want to sacrifice our own economic welfare to sustain them. We need to speak to them as equals. Their governments maintain their own economies and try to help their own export industries. We need to worry about our own economy and help our own export industry.
I couldn't agree more. I think we've covered this topic really efficiently. I want you to tell me specifically with concrete examples, Jeff, what you guys are doing to make this happen.
Yes, okay. So what the CPA is doing is we are supporting the policies that we think will help manufacturers, farmers, and workers in this country. As I might have mentioned, we've got manufacturing groups, we've got major labor unions like the AFL-CIO, who are members and board members and supporters of CTA, and we've got farm groups. And so we are supporting tariff policies in industries like steel and aluminum. We're supporting the tariffs against China because China is far and away the world's largest trade cheater and the largest IT thief in the world, stealing great technology from great companies, including some of America's greatest companies. So we need to take aggressive action against those countries and those companies to rebuild, to get back to a fair level playing field in trade and rebuild American industry. Another major point I'd make is, as I said, we think the dollar is overvalued. We need to take action to bring down the dollar by perhaps some 20%. It's gone up already 7% this year just because of uncertainty and worries and fear in international currency markets. We need to get the dollar down to a competitive level because that will help our farmers export more staple crops like wheat, corn, and meats like beef and pork. And that will also help our manufacturing sector export more of everything from high-tech to low-tech products. A lower dollar helps across the board. So those are major policy initiatives that we're working on. We're working closely with various congresspeople. We're speaking to folks in the administration regularly about these issues.
And how much time and how many people, what do you guys have in terms of boots on the ground when it comes to lobbying to the various politicians? We've only got about 20 seconds here. You can say a lot or a little, or I wish we had more, whatever you think.
Well, we've got a tiny little team, but we're an effective group in Washington because we all work hard, and frankly because trade has become a much more important issue in the last couple of years. We've also got a very powerful board full of very experienced men and women that we can call on to help us set up meetings and get us into doors and on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue. So I think for a little organization, we're highly effective. I'm pretty proud of the work we've been doing over the last couple of years.
There you go. And ladies and gentlemen, as I said, I became a card-carrying member of CPA last Thursday. Jeff Ferry, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics, and I want to make one comment about the Coalition for a Prosperous America. I really believe in that organization, and as of last Thursday, I am a card-carrying member of it. Having said that, Chris Temple is going to help me out right now in an area that is important to me, and that is geopolitics. I have been, as Chris brought out, the moniker of our show, the theme of our show for years and years and years was asset-based investing. When I quasi-retired and decided to get into a little more broader of a topic, only because it interests me and I was being a little bit selfish, we got into geopolitics, and obviously we got into what's going on in the Middle East. The situation in the Middle East is an incredibly volatile situation. I'm not even sure that it's one, as has been exhibited, Chris, on our website. I'm not even sure that it's a subject that can be discussed rationally anymore. Now, I know that Bob Moriarty, Bob, you are a friend of mine. I respect your opinion. I know that you feel that you're rational about this, and that's fine. I can't agree or disagree. Same with UCFS. The fact of the matter is, there is bad blood between both sides over there, and I have to tell you, there are some very negative things going on the part of the Israelis. I think they're just covering their ass. There are some very negative things going on the part of the other side, and that's why I'm going to use the word loosely here, Islamic folks. But it really gets out of hand when we get to the point where we can't even be reasonable about it. Chris, please tell our listeners how you think we should handle this. What you told me made all the sense in the world. I don't want to make any enemies, but I want to try and rationally discuss subjects that are important to me. You're on, man.
Well, my attitude basically, Al, is this. I have some views on lots of different subjects which are not appropriate, for example, for the context of my newsletter, The National Investor. That's one of the reasons why I'm coming out with a new website on the theme of building an economic lifeboat, which will be more about a lot of self-help things and stuff like that as well. But bottom line is this, you know, if people want to discuss the Middle East, particularly in religious or historical terms or stuff like that, if it doesn't directly impact what's going on in the markets and the other subjects we're talking about, then it's really, you know, it doesn't have a home. At least it shouldn't have on a KE report site, because you want to stick to what your purpose is. And sometimes, you know, subjects come up, but bottom line is, you know, I would have two rules. One is, that if we're talking about gold or we're talking about uranium or we're talking about what is going on with Turkey and things like that, sure, there are some times that it's appropriate within those contexts and the discussions being held to talk about politics in the Middle East. For example, this last week, at least temporarily, Turkey was saved by a $15 billion cash injection from some of its Arab allies in the Middle East. Now, that's a very relevant topic from the standpoint that it's one small step that some of these people may be taking, and this is another subject that you can hear otherwise on a weekend show with Corey and I, as inevitably somewhere down the road, not soon enough, but it'll be a while, the world moves away from subservience to the U.S. dollar and to the powers that control the U.S. dollar. But aside from that, when people get into these arguments over stuff that gets really trivial at times about the Middle East and about subjects that really aren't being discussed on this show at all, then it really drives people away who might be coming here. You know, people that want to learn about the Middle East, there's lots of good websites to go to. This shouldn't be one of them, and it's taking away from the other purpose here. So I would simply remind folks within the context of what the KE report is about that I always loved my old Grange model. You know, the Grange was an old farm fraternal organization that I was involved in years ago, and I think that the rules that their motto, Al, is what we should all live by when we're talking on this program, on the blog, and whatever. Their motto was, in essentials, unity, in non-essentials, liberty, and in all things, charity, or in other words, a synonym of that is love. So one of the things, even on the blog here, for people who disagree, you know, you preach the truth in love. You don't call your friend names, or you're an idiot, or you don't know what you're talking about, that kind of thing. You can have hearty, honest disagreements, but it's got to be done in the right way.
Mr. T, I don't disagree at all with your comment about hearty, honest disagreements. Being a practicing Christian, and that's what's getting me through my life right now, I have to also say that I really agree in the concept of you have to love everybody else. I think it's absolutely pointless to get very emotional about either side of the equation over in the Middle East, and either side of the equation over in the Middle East is relevant to an extent, in my opinion, to investing, and I have to say, tell you why. I think you summed it up very nicely here in the sense that there are things, the Middle East is a real catalyst for, I would have to say, dramatic events in the world right now, and has been for a long time. When you have a catalyst that's as important as that particular part of the world, I think you have to consider it in terms of investment decisions. I mean, right now, look at what's going on with the gas situation between Russia and Europe. Look what's going on with how that affects the gas situation in the United States and the rest of it. I mean, Christopher, you can't tell me that the Middle East isn't important from an economic standpoint to investing in other sectors around the world. But I also have to say that when you get into the pointing the fingers about, you know, those, you know, those evil people or those evil Palestinian people, that's totally irrelevant to the concept of investing. And I'd like everybody to realize that. Chris, I'd like your comments on this.
Well, you said that very, very well. You know, there are a lot of legitimate issues to talk about where that's concerned. You've got a lot of intrigue right now. You've got Iran, the sanctions now being enforced against Iran. You've got a demarcation between the way which the U.S. wants to deal with Iran and the way most of the rest of the world, including most of Europe, wants to deal with this. It's something I wrote about a few months ago, still on my website at nationalinvestor.com, talking about how the very treatment of the Middle East and the priorities there are opening the biggest rift between Europe and the U.S., for example, in a very, very long time. So absolutely, it's an important issue. You know, is Iran going to try and block the Strait of Hormuz? What's going to go on in Syria? Is the civil war finally settled? Or are we going to rattle the cage over there again to keep things stirred up? I mean, there's no shortage of issues and problems over there that need to be dealt with, but they need to be dealt with intelligently and in the right context is what I would say.
Chris, I agree 100%. I have to say one thing. When you look at the causative factors, like the United States is making an awful lot of mistakes, in my opinion. The foreign policy of the U.S. has been very similar to the foreign policy of Israel is one thing that I've learned from a book, The Next 100 Years, that I have read, which is a very interesting book. Disruption to basically eliminate potential conflict against our country is something that we've been doing for a long time. The fact of the matter is people have to understand that. People have to realize that. People have to accept that. And then they have to say, okay, right or wrong, the fact of the matter is, how does that affect my investment decision? Chris, we have a minute left here. I'm going to let you wrap this up, my friend.
Well, and that's what, for the purposes of this site, and that's what I'm trying to stress here, and you're trying to stress, for the purposes of this site, we should be looking at this and any issue, really. What does it mean for the markets? Can the average person, you know, and folks, you guys that are posting on the blog and gals in some cases, ask yourself, are you trying to be helpful or do you want to argue? If somebody knew, if your neighbor came to this website or this blog and was looking for legitimate investment information, are they going to find it or are they going to be driven away by what strikes them as a first impression is Looney Tunes stuff? That's what we want to avoid. We want to be positive, constructive, teach people, and give people actionable information, not show people just arguments for the sake of arguments.
And I have to tell you, nobody could say that better than Chris Temple just did. Mr. T, always a pleasure. As you know, we're going to have you be a regular part of KER Politics from now on. You help straighten out messes much better than I personally can. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember we are looking for future investments. We're not looking for and profits for everybody, potential profits. We're not looking for who's right necessarily and who's wrong. There are a million sites out there that provide that, and this is really not the place to do it. Chris Temple, nationalinvestor.com. Thank you so much, my man.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.